This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tis 7 after the hour now, or pretty doggone close to it. You're with your friends on the DJ The program. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer is off, but Victoria Keelan is here and Jay Kirshner is here. This week is a week that is, if you remember back to December 11th, hopefully, and December 7th, if you remember Franklin Roosevelt delivering his famous radio speech, this is the day that will live in infamy. Probably no day from December 7th, 1941, to September 11th, 2001, was there ever as much trauma in this country and maybe in the world. And each week, it sort of lasts for a week, the discussion seems to, at least on the radio or on television. I noticed over the weekend that PBS started running a lot of their footage and interviews with people that were involved in September 11th in one way or another, people that were still around, stories of people who died, that sort of thing. And I don't know that I want to focus on that. I think it's important for us to acknowledge what September 11th was all about, internally and externally. I see that Diane Sawyer is going to reunite with widows and the babies that were born around September 11th. So it's been 20 years, and that'll be a landmark, and that'll cause more attention because it's 20 years. So Diane has a group of young women and their babies who hadn't been born yet when their fathers were killed in some way, shape, or form during the attacks. So she's going to revisit these families, talk about the last 20 years. They actually have followed the families, apparently, ladies. Certainly when they look at the world, they have a different way of looking at it because of what's happened in their family. I happen to know a circumstance here. As a matter of fact, I went by his farm the other day up in Draycott, Massachusetts. John Oganowski was the pilot of American 11. Excuse me. That was the first plane to go into the first tower. It was a 767-200. He'd been flying that route for 4 or 5 years. He had a farm in Draycott, well known to the farming community. I knew the guy. He was a short, tough, stocky guy, crew cut. Certainly with most of the American pilots, even today, they come out of the service. They hire them right out of the service. So anyway, his wife was, to say she was traumatized is almost like that nonsense. Of course, she was traumatized, but it really affected her and the family. So I'm using my own experience with her, thinking about how many tens of thousands of people had their lives affected, not only because of the people that they may have had in their families that died in the buildings themselves, but the first responders, the police, the fire, other people who were in the area that were working. And there were tens of thousands of people who just volunteered to help, either during the day or when the cleanup took place. And many of those families have lost loved ones because there was so much material in the air, they breathed it and they died of cancer. There were thousands, thousands, thousands of people who died of cancer because of their exposure to the realities of September 11th. So anyway, I guess that Diane takes an approach with the children as they approach their 20th birthday. It'll be this Friday at 10 p.m. On ABC. And that's just one of many. I'm sure you're going to see a lot of this sort of thing. As I said, PBS started on Sunday night with their overview. And every year we come up with this, we talk about the reliving of it and whether it's good to see that video. Is it traumatic? Those who didn't live with it or through it.
It's so hard to watch.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still remember that moment when you saw it live and
of course
when the second plane hit.
Yeah.
When you really realized what exactly was happening.
What was going on. Yeah. I was on the air with Roberta Fasanelli, and I remember when it happened, Roberta was watching television. She was in New York. And she said, oh, look, a small plane apparently crashed into one of the World Trade Centers. That's what it first was reported as, some small plane hitting the side of the building. And then within minutes, that was American 11 that hit the first tower. And then you could then, with the focus on the video focus on that building, then you looked out of the corner up of, in the corner of the screen, there was this other plane that was heading in the same direction. People were looking and saying, wait a minute, what's wrong with that plane? Why is it going over there? Are they taking a closer look at the building? Is that some rescue thing? And then it was clear that that people could say, no, it says United on the plane.
Yeah.
And then
as it sped up towards the building.
As it sped up, she hit the building. Yep, you could see that in the video. So I just get goosebumps thinking about that. And then what happened, I stayed on the air that day. I think I stayed on until noontime. The fellow who normally would have followed me on Radio America at the time was driving into the studio, and he called and said he couldn't move one way or another. He'd just driven by the Pentagon, and he watched the American plane fly into the Pentagon and explode. He saw it, saw the plane come across pretty much right in front of him. And then I had a radio station that was not far from where the plane, the United plane, landed down in the field in Pennsylvania. That was all that stuff. When you think back to that day and what we thought was going on in our country or what was happening was at the end. I think there were a lot of people who thought it was the end. It was the end of the world. We were going to all be destroyed. But that happened, you know, the first 5 or 6 hours after the first plane went into the First Trade Center at 8:46. The second one went in about 8:53 or 4, I think it was 5 or 6, 7 minutes afterwards. The two planes had taken off from Boston, and the reason that they chose Boston to L.A., they couldn't get, there wasn't enough room to take over planes that either were taking off from Newark or from JFK to go to Los Angeles. But the maximum fuel on the plane would be planes coming out of Boston or Washington. So they decided to take the planes out of the terrorists. The 19 guys that took over these planes decided that they, well, Osama bin Laden or whoever, decided that you take Boston planes because they're loaded with the most fuel. They'll burn the longest. They'll have the biggest explosion. So that's why they chose Boston. And they chose the two planes that took off first thing in the morning. American was first off a little before 8 o'clock, and I think the United plane took off just at 8 o'clock, and they were both headed for Los Angeles. So they had a maximum fuel load, and bingo, that was it. So, you know, you think about the whys, the wherefores, but maybe because this is the 20th anniversary event this week, takes lots of different focused and unfocused, guided and unguided times. I don't know. There are, in my community, there are going to be some what they call mindfulness sessions at churches and temples and that sort of thing, where people would come and sit in the church for as long as they want to, or the synagogue, and just be quiet. Just think about what happened. And in this sort of links in with our whole discussion that we were having. I'd like to have more of these discussions, actually, about the help you get from therapy and therapists and that sort of thing. I don't know. I just think it crippled us, and yet it brought us together. The anxiety that came from it, I remember being there thinking, maybe I didn't know what to think. The first day was so raw, and it was all about what we could see and talk and trying to keep people from getting panicked and that sort of thing. Even though I thought in my mind, didn't ever say it on the air, that this might be the end of America. I thought that. I don't think I've ever said that on the air before, as a matter of fact. Profound thoughts. And then the country came together with unity that hadn't been seen since December 7th, 1941. And we haven't seen it since. As a matter of fact, we've seen us go in the wrong direction, the opposite direction. And it's too bad it took something like this to bring us all together. But like it or not, excuse me, because those planes took off from Boston, it sort of felt like Boston was the second player here. So, ladies, what do you remember about that day?
It's not something I talk about much, but I was in the city that day, and it was awful. And, it's just crazy to me that it's 20 years later. It's absolutely crazy. It's nuts. And, you know, you still see, there's such a haunting reminder of it. You know, every time you look at the new Freedom Tower or whatever, now it's just, I think, One World Trade again.
Yeah.
But it's just, and you remember. And even looking at any old movies or old shots of New York where you see the Twin Towers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I was watching this weekend that started and finished with shots of the Trade Tower.
It takes your breath away every time.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
And it was just a pile of smoke that, you know, I'm in New Jersey, and from where I live now, you know, on a clear day, we can see, if you go up to the Highlands, which is about a couple miles north of us, you can see all of the skyline. And it was just this big cloud of never-ending smoke that just was right, and it stayed there. It lingered depending on which way the wind would blow. The smell of it was just horrific. It was horrible. It was so horrible. It took so long for. I mean, New Yorkers are so resilient, and it took a long time for people to get over that trauma. And that's if you didn't lose anybody.
Yeah. Right. So, Jade, what do you? Is this trending, by the way, yet, or is this gonna? Do you think it'll be later in the week?
It'll get really strong later in the week as we get closer to it. I was at home on Senior Pass. I had a study hall, and I had gone home to eat a late breakfast and turn on the TV, and it was all over the news. And I was watching it. I didn't go back for a couple periods just because I was watching everything happening. And then when I did go back to school, pretty much all classes had been canceled. Everybody had TVs in the classrooms. Everybody was watching what was going on. One of our teachers, his brother, worked at the Pentagon, and they couldn't locate him. They couldn't get a hold of him. So he had left. He left for the day, and there was a substitute in. He was okay. The brother ended up being okay, but it was just still one of those things where everybody was kind of like, where's Mr. Stubner's brother?
Yeah. Moments to remember and think about through the week. This is DJV at 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now here on the DJV program. It is time for us to visit the trending department here. Yes, we have an official trending department on the DJV program, and Jay is in charge of it. So I see Angelina Jolie has made the cut today. What is she on to this time? More Brad Pitt?
Well, in an interview where she was pushing her new book, Know Your Rights, she did mention that she's in the middle of her own legal situation, which includes claims against Brad Pitt. She tried to bring up charges for child abuse allegations back when he and their oldest son, Maddox, were on a plane from the U.S. to Europe. He was cleared of those charges, but she says that she was scared for her whole family during their
union. What did he do?
Apparently he was pretty drunk back then because he had to submit. He's sober now, but he had to submit to, like, alcohol and drug testing. I think he got a little handsy with Maddox, and I guess, or got a little, I don't know. I don't know if he put his hands on Angelina, but the story that came out is that Maddox, the son, stepped in between the parents to defend his mom, and then Maddox has not spoken to Brad Pitt since then. He's in college now. He's over 18. He doesn't have to see him. But it really, that plane ride seems to really have just torn the family apart.
Yeah, that seems like to be what was the proponent to really kick off the divorce. And they are divorced. They're still in the middle of a legal custody.
How many years?
The younger kids. Not
4 years. It's been four years of a custody battle. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely alcohol abuse and possible anger management.
Well, there's that whole connection Angelina Jolie has to Harvey Weinstein as well, that seems to have been part of the disruption between her and Brad, right?
She had acknowledged that there was an issue that she had to escape from in regards to Harvey Weinstein, and it was one of the contentious issues with them was that she told Brad what had happened and that she tries to distance herself from him and not to work with him. And Brad still kind of, you know, continued to work with him, even approaching him to be part of one of their noir thriller, Killing Them Softly. And the Weinstein Company did later distribute that film. And she was telling even her first husband, Johnny Lee Miller, who's an actor, not to work with him if he is working with him, or, like, let everybody, you know, don't leave him alone with any women or girls, always be present, don't give him the opportunity to continue doing this. This is something that she's kind of been not vocal in the public eye about, but in her inner circle and anyone she worked with, letting them know that he is a snake and to keep him away from people.
Bad, bad dude. All right,
and then, of course, Harvey Weinstein comes in, and he has to give his 2 cents, and he's like, no, this is just clickbait publicity. Yeah. She's just trying to sell her book. I never assaulted her.
Right. Who listens to him? Tom Brady apparently got COVID after the Super Bowl party. They won. He won with Tampa Bay. So why is he coming out with this now? What's the reason for this now?
Yeah, he believes that he got COVID from that Super Bowl boat parade, the one where he infamously was drunk, or maybe he wasn't drunk, maybe he was just pushing was it tequila alcohol
brand?
Yeah,
something like that, yeah.
Some alcohol
brand. That's when he got flack for
brand.
Throwing.
Yeah, he threw Trophy.
Yeah, to Gronk or something like that. But apparently that party, which kind of looked like it would be a super spreader, it turns out, I guess it was.
It actually was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Were his symptoms bad, did he say?
No, he didn't say anything, just that he's now fully vaccinated. All of the team are fully vaccinated. He also did say that this upcoming NFL season, he thinks is going to be worse than last season because there's just going to be more people around. There's more people that are going to be in the stands.
Yep.
And even though they're all getting tested regularly and everybody's fully vaccinated, he thinks that just this is going to be kind of a bigger mess and there's going to be a lot more players that are going to have to be out.
Well, a lot of football fans are not vaccinated. That's the problem. I don't think there's a lot of that stuff going around. Everybody, I'm not making a generalized... No, I suppose I am.
Well, the problem is everybody wants to go get rapid tests, and those don't always show correctly.
Quickly. Immediately, anyway. All right, 28 after the hour. That's some of the trending material at the DJV social media sites.
With Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify in front of Congress next week about the U.S.'s withdrawal from Afghanistan. Blinken is set to appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on September 14th, the first of what is expected to be a number of administration officials to appear before Congress to answer questions about the withdrawal and evacuation of American citizens and Afghan allies from the country. Committee Chairman Senator Robert Menendez has said in a statement that there were policy execution and intelligence failures associated with the withdrawal and its aftermath. And four American citizens were evacuated from Afghanistan on Monday over a land route to a third country. The State Department says the evacuation was facilitated by the U.S. and was the first since the final withdrawal of U.S. forces from the country. ABC News reporting that the group left with Taliban knowledge, but without their interference. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that around 100 Americans were still in Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A new study from the CDC shows that cases of COVID are on the rise in children since the Delta variant became dominant in the U.S. But they have not increased in severity. The American Academy of Pediatrics says that children accounted for about 22% of the cases reported for the week ending August 26th. Dr. Mark Klein, the physician-in-chief at Children's Hospital New Orleans, tells CBS News that he's concerned about the possible long-term effects for kids who get infected.
The good news is that most children recover uneventfully after a case of COVID, but some are hospitalized, some require mechanical ventilation, and some die. Deaths have been infrequent so far, thankfully, but they definitely do occur. And we know very little about the long-term effects of COVID in children. For example, the brain fog that has been described in adults as part of this long-haul or long COVID syndrome, we do see that in children after COVID. It may occur somewhat less frequently than in adults, but how will it manifest in a young child with a growing brain? So that's an open question, and I think an important one as we go forward is what exactly are the long-term consequences of these infections for children?
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he will sign a controversial elections integrity bill on Tuesday. The measure sets out new rules for mail-in voting in the state, tightens some voting procedures, and stops elections officials from sending out applications for a mail-in ballot without it being requested. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And then along came Doug and Victoria and Jay. It's the DJV program. For those of you who are not used to hearing the program for whatever the reason, either you are you have the time because you're not working today to be involved, and that's good. Some people are having a lot of time. Usually the vacation weeks, they go like this. The most vacation week of the year is July 4th. Second most vacation week is Christmas. Third most vacation week is Labor Day. But nobody really defines it. Is it the week before? The week of? Yeah, it's the week before. Normally, so it usually takes until the middle of the week after Labor Day for people to settle down. And then we got a fair shot at being able to actually do some business between that point in time, I say now-ish, to Thanksgiving. And then when you get to Thanksgiving, well, it's the holidays. And then after, you know,
and then that's your season, right? The Grinch? That's,
yeah,
that's
right.
Your Bah Humbug season coming up.
Hey, well,
gotta warm up those vocal cords for all the Bah Humbugging.
It actually starts on my birthday, which is earlier in November. That's when I start going into the tank thinking, another year older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me because I don't know. I owe my soul to the company store. That's the lyric line from the old song 16 Tons for those of you who don't remember it, and they're probably, that includes everybody here except me. The idea that we have arrived, though, and it's time for us to talk about things that are important. I'm going back. This conversation about September 11th, I was looking at one of the things, the Catholic chaplain with the fire department. I think his name was Michael Judge. He has, there's a move to make him a saint, right? And how does that work when you're a Catholic?
Yeah, then, well,
not
I guess
a
you have to.
Catholic, so and,
yeah,
you
have to, well, there's like the nomination process and then they have, and then there's a whole department at the Vatican that researches the quote unquote miracles.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's a very long involved process, but this local priest was, he was known, very, you know, well known around New York. Mm-hmm. He worked as the chaplain with the fire department. And as the, you know, the trade towers were coming down, he rushed alongside the firefighters into the World Trade Center, which was on fire and partially collapsing at that time. And so I believe there were people who managed to get some images of him praying in the North Tower lobby for the rescuers and victims. And then he was crushed by debris from the South Tower and he was killed. And so, they're not trying to canonize him just because of that, but apparently he was gay, and all through the 80s, he worked starting in 89 at the peak of the AIDS crisis in New York. He became a pastor at St. Francis of Assisi, and he worked there and founded one of the first Catholic HIV/AIDS ministries. And so he basically got volunteers to visit hospitalized patients, their families. And this was at a time where, you know, AIDS patients were just lepers, as it was. And it was such a scary time for so many people. And so, and then in 92, after all the work he'd done with AIDS, which kind of really made him very well known in the city, and then he became the chaplain for the city's fire department. And that's what he did until he was killed in 9/11. And so he has a large group of supporters. And apparently in the Vatican, was one of the people, I forget his name now, but one of the people who does the research has actually encouraged people to keep supporting this campaign. Mm-hmm. And they feel like maybe he will get some sort of an honor.
Yeah. Well, it's time. This week is time for us to acknowledge a lot of people that we never knew anything about. With each passing year, I know for me, I find out more about people who were involved either the day of, whether they were involved directly with families that were in the buildings, or families or friends of people who were rescuers, who were involved in trying to fix the imagine how the infrastructure of that end of Long Island excuse me, that into Manhattan, went into the tubes. They had no services, water, power, anything down there. If you had a business in that part of town, it was pretty much assured it was destroyed. Whether, you know, even if it wasn't the buildings falling on top of other buildings in that area, but that whole part down, you know, sort of near Chelsea, it was gone.
Just well, down off. Further south than that, but yeah.
Yeah, but
I mean, now
me.
It's all down in like the Battery. That whole, all those businesses closed and all those office buildings have been converted into apartments. Yeah. And so that was like a whole big rush. Like when I first moved into New York City, everybody, you know, we can't afford a lot of rent, and everybody was like, oh, you know, all the cheapest rents are downtown. I just couldn't bring myself to live down there. It was just too much, too creepy. I don't know. There are plenty of people live there now, but I don't know. It haunts
first
a lot of
the first time I went down there. You remember the first time, Jay, I don't know if you've ever been there or not, that you stood and looked down. We used to do a radio program from, there was a hotel sort of diagonally across the street, and every September 11th for 3 or 4 years after this event, we do a bunch of talk radio people get together at this hotel, and I remember the first year after it had just barely gotten cleaned up, and you go and you look in that hole.
The big hole, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is
really devastating to even look at.
Oof. Yeah. You get Those of you who have strong spiritual beliefs, you get into those and you just know that there's something, there's an atmosphere, there's an aura, there's energy from the people who went through that experience that, you know, is still there, if you will. So let's fast forward a little bit. In talking about September 11th, we talk about Al-Qaeda and where they came from and the focus on Osama bin Laden, him being in Afghanistan. So I wonder if there's anything, there's a sort of eerie coincidence to what's going on now, the fact that we've gotten out of Afghanistan almost 20 years to the time when we first, a lot of people didn't even know where Afghanistan was, that there was a country that existed called Afghanistan before September 11th, and then when the focus became Osama bin Laden and the fact that he may have been in Afghanistan, then that's when we started to think or understand what the Taliban was all about, their history with the Russians, their history in this area, what this area is all about in terms of the exact juxtaposition. They're exactly halfway around the world from where we are, and they're pretty much halfway around the world when it comes to believing so differently than we do. At least the men believe that way. And I guess as far as, you know, the relief, the removal of people, apparently there were some commercial airliners. I don't know if they've gotten out of there or not, but there were still some planes that were chartered to evacuate people trying to get the heck out of Afghanistan, and the Taliban wouldn't let them take off. This sort of reminds me. Do you remember that movie that Ben Affleck did about the...
Argo?
Argo. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, that was a great movie. I mean, it's a true story. I don't want to minimize the story, but yeah.
It was a true story. So this sort of, when I saw that, it sort of reminded me of that same circumstance, holding these people hostage for no good reason, other than they, you know, they were Westerners, whatever. And I don't know if... Does anybody know whether they've gotten out or not yet?
I was looking at that. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I'll have to dig it up more because I haven't seen any updates.
Confusing. That's
multiple reports
we don't know
are showing.
Because the whole damn thing is so confusing.
Right.
That's the intention, it would seem. Anyway, so there's a lot of chilling warnings and interviews. Somebody from the Taliban gave The Guardian, I think, and the London Telegraph, an interview with, you know, all of these threats. But they've been doing that, the threats, for years. It's just, that's how they, you know, they first said, get out of our country and we'll leave you alone. And the people will confuse the Al-Qaeda types with the Taliban. And the Taliban and Al-Qaeda don't like each other for some obvious and some not so obvious reasons, but
the most detail I can find is that most of the passengers on these planes are Afghans, and there's reporting from the ground that many of whom did not have passports or visas, and therefore they were unable to leave the country without that documentation. So I don't know if that's an excuse or if that's actually what's happening. We'll obviously stay on top of this, and as soon as we can get any more information, you know, because we'd like to be factual.
Yes. Thank you, Victoria. All right. From the factual department, the folks at the Federal Emergency Management Group say they have started or they have ended. I guess they've started to end. Does that sound like, is that contradictory thinking?
The beginning of the end.
It's the beginning of the end for a policy that has prevented black families from securing federal relief funds. Why was there a problem?
It's the same thing as the black
farmers.
Yeah, because this is a Jim Crow era policy where land was passed down informally between generations. And so basically the laws restricted people of color from owning land. And so until now, literally until August 23rd of 2021, this was allowed to, this was a reasoning why FEMA and federal funding could deny claims from people who, you know, who were living through, like, let's say Hurricane Ida in Tennessee, Louisiana right now, which was just really hit so hard. Well, all of these black-owned pieces of property, they don't have a deed. And it's just like the farmers who don't have a deed. It's been passed down through generations. And so we're seeing on the farmer's end that policy coming to an end. And now with FEMA, they've done this retroactively to August 23rd so it can account for Hurricane Ida and the flooding that was in Louisiana and Tennessee. I mean, as of right now, they think that Ida's damage is about $18 to $20 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And so a third of FEMA claims are rejected in parts of the Deep South, and it's all black families. And so now they're going to the Department of Agriculture has linked, like we said, with the farmers. And so now part of this new shift is that they're going to work with the families. They have investigators who are going to go and visit the properties and verify ownership and things like that.
How
so that essentially
verify ownership if there's no title, if there's no deed?
Well, because you can see how, because if you have records of how long you've been paying the utilities, things like that on the land, I would assume even, you know, other people taking depositions of neighbors. Yes, that family's been here for 100 years or whatever.
So do we think this was purposeful after the Civil War when blacks were given land but no title to it?
Absolutely.
Was that purposeful?
Doesn't that feel intentional
to
you?
Well,
doesn't that feel intentional? Like, once this dies down, we could take this land back?
Yeah, right. It's just, I don't know, it's just very frustrating to put all the pieces together and come to the conclusions that you do. It's 47 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
A reminder about Zodiac Magic, something that's a podcast that we've created. I, along with astrologer Laura Banks and psychic Mary O'Malley, put together every single week a day-by-day overview of how you'll be affected by the stars, what's going on, the healing things, falling in love, all of that good stuff, old souls, new souls, all those discussions every week on Zodiac Magic at Zodiac Magic Podcast. com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach.
He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift. Revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
After the hour now on the DJV program on the air. Tommy the K is out. And about, what did he tell me? He was taking his family. Well, I think he's taking one of his kids back to school. So he's not here. And I thought we would spend this time doing a little dirt talk. It's very important, Victoria and Jay.
Soil talk. Sounds salacious.
Right. Well, it actually is, in a manner of speaking, the way that the pieces fit together of what's going on for farmers in the Northeast especially, but all over the country. You hear me talking about various circumstances. I do a podcast and a weekly program. It's heard a lot on these same stations. The American Family Farmer Show, the input that I get from lots of people. Was it last week, Victoria, that we had the person on from Ireland who
Yeah, yep.
She was really, if you listen, want to catch up or listen to just one podcast, very good ideas. The idea of the American Family Farmer Show is to connect farms, family, and food, which is what the family farm is all about. And more in America, you see it, and it starts oftentimes, this time of year, with an emphasis on harvest, because it's the harvest, it's really when all of the things, even though from pretty much June on, there are things on the farm, the early grow things like lettuce and spinach and things that are quick to grow, and they get attention, and then the potatoes come in, and tomatoes, and then peppers, and then onions, and a lot of things that people like. This salad stuff comes in early July, and then we have corn, and all the things that we enjoy about living, if you will, closer in a place where you can get a hold of a lot of really good food. And the northern climes have a distinct separation. In the southern states, you can get this stuff all year long if you can identify a good family farm. Most of the southern areas and most of California, agriculture is taken up by the huge agribusinesses. And that brings me back around to the problem that we're facing here. Most everybody who's understood what organic was all about. I remember when that, you probably were, both of you, Jay and Victoria, were young folks when the organic movement came into vogue. Weren't you? Do you remember when you were kids, having your mother pay attention to it when she was buying things? Or I'm going to buy this organic milk, or I'm going to buy these organic oranges.
No.
Wasn't into that.
Fancy Nancy was not. You know, she was like, you know, margarine and skim milk. And
ooh.
Yeah. So... But my dad, being from Ireland and growing up with their own cow in the backyard and making their own butter and milk and everything. So, yeah, luckily he kind of outweighed the crazy 90s trends of fake food. So,
Well, it's a nice balance. It was in the 80s that organic began to become a thing. And by the time we got to the end of the 90s, maybe around 2000, we're going to focus a lot around 2001, not for that reason this week, but you get into the mid-2000s, the idea of organic had been bastardized by the government. The government came in, they defined what organic was, and as a result of that, things were watered down. And it was because of the pressure from Big Ag that organic was sort of redefined so it could fit into their wheelhouse, so they could keep growing their crap and selling it, but they could somehow or other qualify as organic. But the people who really started it, when I remember with dairy anyway, here in my neck of the woods, it's a 3-year process, by the way. And when farmers first decided they were going to go organic, either with dairy or with the vegetables, they had to make a commitment to gradually bring their land up to par, because it takes about 3 years to bring it into qualification, into it being actually... to really making it organic.
The chemicals have to, be washed away.
There
was a guy in our local wine shop, and I was asking if they had, you know, an organic wine section when we first moved here. He said it's not very big. He said because it takes 10 years for a vineyard to qualify as being organic. And if there's somewhere, like in California, if there's a farm next to you that's not organic and some of their runoff goes on to your land, it's a whole big thing. It's very expensive to become organic certified, and it's a big
organic
process.
Organic actually started in Europe. The French were big on this originally because they would take animal waste and they would turn it, it's natural fertilizer anyway, but they'd enhance it by the amount of time that it spent to actually rot, old hay and leaves, and it's kind of like what we do composting today. The French started that, and then it sort of translated back to America. But it's, if you get local milk and local produce that's, or says it's organic, it is. You buy stuff from some big agribusiness and it says organic, it isn't. That's pretty much the bottom line here. Words of wisdom at 50.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.